With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Like a jungle.
Welcome back to part two, everybody. Ray's listening to Francis's song. Is that how you dance, Ray? Ooh. That's high end. Is that? All right, here we go. Look how happy Francis
is. That kind of song.
Look how happy Francis is. Mate, you got it. Francis, you got a superstar.
Oh, I like it.
Wait for the drop.
Okay.
I like the little simp.
If you just tuned in, Ray is just listening to Francis's little...
And your rim shot with Echo.
There he is.
Is that a rim shot or a conga or something?
It's a conga.
A rim shot.
This is really cool.
Okay.
I'm pausing it now.
You can
That's
pause it.
Fire.
You can pause it.
But Ray, it needs is, I think, a vocal over the...
Nice. Do you know what? It's good. You never know, I might get lit one day and be like, I want to record something, and I'll just have it in my desktop.
Can we also give a big shout out to you, Ray? Because I mean, you're a superstar. You've just done a song with Beyonce, or you wrote the song for Beyonce.
Pretty mad.
Dude, isn't that like you've been casual about this? That's unreal.
No, it's amazing. It's like nuts, you know. But it's just like since the beginning, I've had so many pinch me moments. It's like the industry is so small, and everyone knows everyone, you know. So it's like.
But what do you think that's down to? Do you think that's down to your attitude, your kind of your sort of kindness towards people, your work ethic? What
talent.
Do you think it's? Yeah.
Because it's obviously not your talent.
I don't know why.
Is it
that
just
one was...
your connections? How did you do that? Could I do that? Is that?
But obviously, your talent is no doubt, right? That's you know, we already know that, so that's why I didn't say that.
I'm done. This is hilarious.
Do you think because your work ethic must be, you know, like you said, you're singing and dancing from the age of 10. You knew you wanted to go to Brit school. You knew what to do. That kind of like destination attitude, knowing that where you want to head and where you want to get to.
Yeah.
I always think that's kind of a sort of drive for success, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think the reason I am the way I am is because it's taken long. Like, it's not been overnight and it's not been quick, and I've learned a lot of lessons. There's been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of lawsuits, a lot of like ugly, you know.
Lawsuits?
Yeah, like. Oh God!
Having to break free from contracts.
Contracts, yeah. And people having strongholds and control over you, like.
Because I guess when you're starting, right, you just want to like make it, right? So you're willing to sort of, you know, almost sign anything because you don't know how necessarily your long-term value yet.
Yeah.
So then, when you're faced with actually like, oh, this is a way better deal than the one I've got, you have to. I suppose, extricate yourself from...
Yeah.
And also, you get in this industry, right, people offer you the world straight away, don't they? And then you realise that probably, in fact, that wasn't true. And also, you have to remember, you're only 22 years old.
Yeah.
22. Your birthday's coming up 24th of October. Whoop, yay!
Ah, I'm the 20th. Libra.
I'm Scorpio. Oh yeah,
I'm on the cusp, so I'm Libra, Scorpio. Yeah.
I'm Scorpio as well. 3rd November, people.
Oh,
no worries.
My sister's birthday.
Is it actually?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not kidding. So many people, it's 3rd of November. Like, so many people that I know.
When would you have been conceived then?
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day babies we are. Aww. Ray, you and I. Yeah, so we would have been conceived on Valentine's Day. That means we're born out of love. Total and utter love. Francis, you were born out of lust. Just pure, like, dirty lust.
He was born, of the car. Like, 7 days or whatever before.
I was conceived in Tokyo, actually. So.
Yeah, down an alleyway. Nice. Let's just get it over
down
and done with.
Down an alleyway.
Yeah, that's
such
what.
Horrible things.
That's what would have
happened. Jamie's trying to be funny again.
Wait, okay, so Rachel, going back to that point. So you,
Jamie, you have such a great laugh. It's so contagious.
Yes, well, I don't know. I think some people hate it.
It's not
it
the only thing that's contagious
I
about
think it's
it.
Great. Oh, no.
But wait, okay, also, do you think, you know, you spoke of it before about being placed in this bubble, being placed in this certain situation. Do you think it's tricky being a woman in the music industry?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes.
But elaborate. And why? Because...
I think in every single corner of my job area, there's... So, I mean, if you want to go, I could go.
Yeah, go. I know. Listen, okay. This is what this place is for. It's for talking about this kind of stuff and also educating myself and possibly Francis and the listeners on this because, you know, I don't know. I'm not in the industry and I'm not a woman, right? So I don't know.
Okay, so imagine, yeah, since I was... And this will be the same for a lot of female artists. Since I was 14, I started doing sessions, like working as a full-time writer. So I would do Friday after school, I would get on a train, I would go to a studio or someone's house, someone's bedroom. Bedroom studios was the thing back in the day, like, you know, before you've made it and you're just trying to make music with anyone. And you find yourselves in basically extremely male-dominated environments. Most often I'll be the only woman in the room. And I can handle myself, you know, I'm talkative and I'm a tough cookie. But it has meant I found myself in some situations that have affected me so awfully. I've had people take advantage, people, you know, and for me, I'm also a nice person. I don't like to start drama. I don't have the energy or the time for it. I don't like to hold on to hate. I believe forgiveness is really important and spreading love, blah, blah, blah. But, like, some of the things I went through, it's mad. Just Jesus because I'm God. A woman. So then I had to start basically making sure that I don't go anywhere without a friend or a girl or someone. And then on top of that, you have the fact that my opinion was so belittled and undermined and stepped on and shat on until I proved myself. Mm. But it took me a long time to prove myself.
You know, I think that things that happen to, you know, young women and stories that come out and all that kind of stuff, it's pretty horrendous. And you know, your industry is all about confidence and something like that would really hurt your confidence. And
it's crazy.
Really, yeah,
but it doesn't
really...
stop. It doesn't stop. And it doesn't stop when you get bigger or when you... And put it this way, if this is a way I can explain it, right? You know, I'm in the studio working with a big artist who is big and can, you know, and gets on with me and respects my craft and I'm helping you with your art. But then you make a move on me and I don't want that. I want to work. I'm here to work. Mm. And I don't want to start complications. I'm like, no. And then it's like, oh,
taking advantage of their position of power over you.
The lines are so blurred. And then
you're the dick.
Don't want to be the dick. I don't want to have to be like, get off.
You don't want them to like potentially threaten your career or
be like, well, I'm not
deals.
Working with you anymore. Or go away. Like, I've had like you can't imagine. You just can't.
Are you serious?
You that can't imagine it? What women go through. You just can't.
Are these people that we would know? Who
yes. And it's so many stories, and I don't have, I'm not out here to bring anyone down. Everything I go through is for me to deal with personally. I'm not trying to like profit off it or do sell some Me Too movement story or put someone somewhere they don't. I'm not trying to do that. But all I am trying to say is everyone just needs to cut female artists a little bit of slack to just understand.
Amen, man. I totally agree with you. You know. I think that I suppose, you know, I've never been in a, you know, it was the same thing with the whole Black Lives Matter movement, right? And I saw a lot of people posting stuff on Instagram and doing all this kind of stuff, and I was kept being questioned, why are you not posting? And so I said, when I said in my Instagram post, I don't know anything about this. I've never had racial abuse towards me. I don't know, but I will use my platform for whatever I can because I don't understand it and I want to learn and stuff like that. And I think the same goes to your situation, which I grew up with, you know, Francis grew up with sisters and his mom, and I grew up with sisters and my mom. I think that what is tricky is that as a man, I've never been in that situation, never experienced it. But I think there are a lot of women who will be listening to this who probably have experienced it and are probably struggling with it. So how do you kind of push yourself past that emotional side of it and that emotional kind of trauma that you experience? How do you get past all that?
Well, I'm very lucky and blessed that I have a great support network, and actually music is the biggest, I'm very lucky, music is a therapy, music is my diary, and sadly the best music comes from really ugly truth. So I've written some amazing songs to help me heal, but it's just like, do you know what's crazy? Almost every single one of my female friends has a story.
Really?
Not just a story, like a story. What? And not just a story, like permanent damage. Single one of my female friends. It's crazy.
But Ray, how can that still be happening, especially with our current climate, things that be going on? Because I'm assuming it's men most of the time taking advantage of young women. And how can that still be happening in our current climate where people aren't speaking out or saying enough stuff or there's being a change, right? Because it's people using their kind of authority and using their status in order to take advantage. And it's almost, and what is upsetting is, right, is because, you know, beautiful young females like yourself, you know, you get asked to do these things with different artists or whatever it is. Yeah. And you're thinking, a lot of the time you probably think that because you're talented, you want to write. And then you get into the studio and then they're making a pass at you. You're like, well, am I here because you want to make music with me? Or am I here just because you want to sleep with me? I mean, that's kind of bullshit, right? Yeah. That's, you know, because then you kind of get confused about lots of different things. Man, I really feel for you guys, and I think that it should definitely be changed, and I just don't know how that happens. You just have to push it's through it, nuts. I guess, right?
It's really nuts. The Americans are also just nuts. Honestly, like, I could have big CEOs out of a job. That's how bad it is. And I'm not. And I'm going to leave it at that. But that's all I'm going to say. Mad.
I've been told it's really pervasive in the music industry and Hollywood. It's just, it's still going on today, even after all this Me Too movement. That was kind of almost just lip service to these problems, but they're still really endemic there.
But how, Ray, then how, you know, you become into this industry and suddenly realize what's happening with all these different things and you experience it firsthand.
Yeah.
How do you still love what you do then when this has happened to you? For me, that would be quite hard, is that it would kind of, my dreams and desires and wishes would kind of be shattered after a lot of those things.
So, you know, it became for me, now it's about just protecting your environment and your energy.
Yeah.
You know, the same way as like the friends you have, it's really important you have good people around you who bring out the best in you, because you become what you're around. We're all sponges, we're all extremely sensitive, and if you spend time with dickheads, you'll become a dickhead, period. You know? So it's like, I'll always have my team, my network, my safe place. And I'm even doing studio sessions, only women, just like inviting girls through that I love, and we're just making songs together. And I have a network of men I really love and trust. It's just about trust. That's what it comes down to.
It is, right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
God, I tell you what, but going into the studio and doing things like that and creating songs and just being that creative with like new artists and different people, that's freaking sweet, right?
It is
like
so even, fun.
Yeah, like so like fun. even when we do the podcast with France and we do podcasts and we get to speak to people like you and just, you know, super talented, amazing people who are doing far better things than we are, like you. It's true though. It's amazing for us to kind of talk to people like that because I have no clue what the industry is like, and it's all cameras and lights and flashes and and all these different things. But at the end of the day, it's like everything else. It's just a freaking grind, and it's a money making machine, and it's hard. But at least you get to go back to the kind of the roots, which is your kind of creating and writing and stuff like that. 100%. So do you think you will write and create music forever as long as you can?
Yes, hell yes. And you know what is amazing? I have only discovered a 16th of what I know I'm capable of. Like, I know if I work hard, I'm just going to be able to make some of the most amazing. I believe what I could do, you know. I'm really excited.
Bragging again. There we go.
No, that's called self-motivation. Piss off.
Is, and it's exactly right. And without a doubt, that's exactly it. France, have you ever heard my singing voice? Have you ever heard it before?
I've heard your attempted singing voice.
Listen, if you ever want to riff in the studio, if you ever want to just, you know, do whatever, like, I'm just going to give you a quick, a little, this is what it's called, just a little riff. That's what they say, isn't it? A little riff in the studio. What is that? Have you ever been invited for a riff? What is
I
that?
I have actually been invited have for you, a riff.
Definitely. Have you actually? What is a riff? I don't know what
a riff is. Like a little, like, just like a little, like, thing.
Improv.
It's like an ad lib. So you get, I've definitely been invited to the studio to do one take of ad libs and then be out. A few times.
So, actually, if I'm gonna sing for you, all right?
Yeah.
And then you put a little riff in between where you just think it's gonna work, all right? Okay, so I'm gonna do the same song that I sang to you before we went on the podcast, because that's the one that works well for my vocal cords. So here we go. Listener, this is me singing and Ray doing a little riff in between.
I feel like Francis should beatbox.
All right, Francis, you can... No, because it'll ruin it. It'll ruin it. Right, here we go. I see your true colors shining through. Hold on. Where's the riff? I thought it was going to go... I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show. Is that really bad?
We're not in a solid key, right? So it's hard to, like, interject. You need a solid...
Okay, so hang on a second.
What key you're in, because you're moving.
If you were going to redo that, so you're going to remake the song that I just sang. Okay, go on, you do it in your singing voice. Let's see if it's better than mine.
Okay, I haven't warmed up, though.
Okay, here we go, excuses.
I can see your true colors shining through. I can see your true colors, And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors. I could sing for ages. I love
it. Holy shit! Yay! Oh my God.
Jamie, that's how it's done.
That is like liquid gold. That is unbelievable. Holy smokes.
Aw, thanks.
God, Francis, do you know, this is no word of a lie, this is no joke, but don't you wish you had something like that sort of talent with, speaking for myself, but like, don't you wish you had that like talent?
Yeah, that, I wish I could sing. I definitely can't sing.
But Ray, is that pure talent, or is that kind of built up over time, do you think? Because obviously you have to have initial talent, right?
Yeah, it's practice for sure. I kind of believe anyone. I think everyone could sing, but the thing that distinguish you is tone, and it just depends how young you start learning. So if you start learning how to sing young, you'll be able to sing. It'll just be how it sounds.
When I was at prep school, there were the choir auditions. And I remember I was really excited about the choir auditions.
Yeah.
Because I was in the orchestra and I was like, oh, quite excited about doing the singing. But then these older boys.
Like, what I can get one R.
Just really melting my heart.
These older boys, I remember, who I really looked up to, were like, I was on my way to the choir thing and they were like, oh God, it's so lame, the choir. God, why does anyone want to fucking be in the choir? And I remember thinking, oh shit. And then at the choir tryouts, I like deliberately like threw the audition.
No.
So I didn't get in the choir.
You threw your choir audition.
How did you throw the audition?
I like deliberately sung the wrong notes when he was...
No, that's so sad.
I know.
I think it's hilarious.
That's so emotional. Oh my God.
I think it's hilarious.
No, that's sad.
Honestly, Ray, your voice is spectacular.
That is
insane. And also, I just love the fact that you have the confidence to do it. No warm up, nothing at all, on a podcast. Bish bang bosh, here we go. Love that.
Come on, let's make this happen.
Come on, Jamie, give yourself credit. You didn't warm up
see
either.
Your true girl. Can't do it. There's no way. Right, Francis, let's have the answer to the question of the week. Woohoo!
Okay, the cause of most power outages in America.
Yeah.
Are
hair
dryers.
I freaking said that.
It's actually squirrels. Squirrels short circuiting the power cables.
You're laughing. Escalators.
No, squirrels.
Escalators. What the hell was that? Escalators.
I don't know.
Madness.
No, you were closest, Ray.
Was I?
Yeah.
With the hurricanes.
How is that the closest?
Because it's outside. Hair dryers are inside.
What?
You didn't think about that, did you, Jamie? Yeah.
No one's basing it on that.
Yeah, you're saying that the most power cuts are caused by people inside someone's things inside someone's home, but obviously it's outside.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Ray, listen, Rachel, Agatha Keane. Sorry, have I really made you? Have I just really ruined it at the end?
My government, but not even my government, my middle name.
Yeah.
Nobody knows, but I do have a tag on my wrist.
Rachel Agatha Keane.
Yes, that's
it. Says it on Wikipedia.
Does it say it on Wikipedia? Ray, honestly, dude, listen, I cannot appreciate more you coming to this podcast. Complete superstar. You're an absolute, you've got energy like no other, and you've got a heart of gold. So I really...
Are you a half Ghanaian?
Yeah, I'm Ghanaian, Swiss, English.
Guys, what a combo. What,
that's
have you
a
been
good
to,
mix.
Have you been to Ghana?
I have. I go every Christmas.
I used to live in Ghana.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Where?
For 4 years.
Where?
In near Nkoko in the eastern region.
He's actually not lying.
No, I know he's not. I know you're not, because you couldn't be.
Yeah, he's not.
With 21st century now, that would not fly.
What are you about to say?
That has ended me. That is my rent.
Yeah. If I said that I lived in Ghana, would you believe it? Because I don't think.
No way. And if you said what he had just said, I don't know how I would have taken it.
Yeah, you've taken it. It would have gone. It would have sounded weird, I think.
Oh, gosh. Did you get to travel? Did you go to Cape Coast?
Well, I was working. Yeah, I've been all over Ghana. Yeah, I was working there. Yeah.
Ghana is a beautiful, it's beautiful country, right?
It is.
You should definitely go.
You always said you'd take me, Francis, but you've never taken me there. So, Ray, you're on.
Just make sure you don't go without somebody who knows the area.
I'm just going to go solo. I'm just going to go there totally by myself and just
do
it freestyle.
Please don't.
I'll kill it. Hey, Ray, listen, like I was saying, dude, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, you're an absolute angel in every single way. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, it really means
a hell of a lot.
Had such a laugh.
Oh, dude, it's great. Listen, we can obviously find you on Spotify and SoundCloud if you're old school. And also we can find you on Instagram. And if you want to hear more of our music and all that kind of stuff, go and check you out. When are we going to see you on tour? What new music? Anything you can say? Anything at all?
I mean, when the world is fixed, I will be doing as many shows as I can. And I've got new music coming out. My music's cool, so you should check it out if you like it. Then that's great. Welcome to the family.
We're in. Hey, dude, listen, honestly, bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. You're
a legend. Hey, listen, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Just to inspire you guys, when it gets to Christmas time, 2 mince pies in the microwave for 30 seconds. Put them in a bowl, scoop of vanilla ice cream. Thank me after Christmas.
You legend. Ray, thanks so much. We'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.